Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans. 250 episodes in the under the belt today. I tell you what a grind we have made. And to do that, I couldn't celebrate 250 shows by myself. So I've managed to wrangle, and he has graciously accepted, the great Devin Snow. Devin, how are you, mate? Welcome to the show.
Dude, I'm doing great, Lau. A pleasure to be a part of this monumental episode, bro. You know, we're going to look back on this when we're 70 years old, 75 years old, and we're going to be like, you know, I remember we did that 250th episode in 2022.
Man, we're sitting there in like the year 3000, just like two heads in glasses, like, you know, technology so far ahead.
Yeah, we've extended lifetime. Yeah. Maybe we're like 150 years old.
Could very well be. You know? Could be modern medicine and all that. Way it's going.
Oh, don't talk. I feel like I'm dying right now.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, 10:30 and it was like, oh gosh, is this life now? Well, welcome to the show. If you don't know, well, you should, because he's everywhere. He's the king of red beans and rice. Hold the Mayo is his show. Like, you let us know what's been happening in HTM world with the red beans and rice and all the stuff that you got going on.
Well, dude, so every Monday for the last 135 Mondays, you know, I've went and eaten red beans and rice at a different place. I've ran a couple places twice just because they were so good and nobody remembered them. So I had to, you know, so I did a couple, and I really emphasize a couple. But that's what I'm doing every Monday still. Twitter, bro, you know, staying on Twitter, engaging with the community in New Orleans, and then now the community's a little further. It's all over, you know, sending shirts. Fucking as far as the UK, you know? But anyway, I'm just dealing with that, enjoying that, and then also just, you know, trying to do whatever I can with, like, my sponsors, you know, doing different creative skits and, you know, writing about my dad and shit. Just it's all interesting, but I love it, you know?
Man, I tell you what, those skits and the videos and, like, yeah, your dad videos, everything, honestly, I sit there and I just cackle. They are absolutely iconic, and what you do is just, honestly, is excellent. I think it is so funny. And the red beans and rice is New Orleans staple. What I love is you go out to, like, local businesses, just, like, random businesses, hole-in-the-wall places, and just, you know, try their food basically, and I haven't seen any where you've questioned the decision. That always seems like a pretty good result. Is that like a New Orleans staple there? It's always a Monday tradition.
Yeah. So forever. The old story is that, you know, you had to do really it was women, man. You know, women had to do laundry back in the day on Monday mornings, really over the whole weekend. But they made something quick on Monday mornings while they did the laundry, and it was red beans, so it was readily available. But, you know, it's always going to be a tradition. I just think that when I started it, you know, nobody was just talking about it on the internet. It's just a niche, bro. Like, for whatever reason, I loved red beans enough to make videos about them, you know? And it really was because for so long they had been in my life, bro. You know, like, even when I was a kid and I just didn't want any more, you know, I always had some lady trying to give me some more, you know, like, some lady that's watching me. But, like, you know, it's just always been a tradition. So I just wanted to emphasize it on the internet and just not let it really kind of just be a born Monday.
Oh, honestly, you know? You've definitely put it in the limelight, I suppose, and, you know, the way that you it was the greatest tradition in the world, respect your body, that is one of the funniest lines, like, the greatest catchphrase, I think, that I've heard. I just love it. When you
it comes with age. It comes with age. So, you know, I just turned 30, well, just turned, 6 months ago, I turned 30 in June, and, you know, I just started thinking about my health. I was like, you know, I'm doing a lot of bad things. You know, we need to start, like, cutting them down one by one. Well, I started trying to eat a little better, and that's just what kind of naturally brought it. And then I realized on Mondays I'm eating whatever. So I'm eating like fried chicken. And so I'm just going to, you know, say it anyway. You see, I see a salad, respect your body, bro. You can't pass up your salad, bro. Like, because come on, man, you got to respect your body. That was the whole idea of it. And yeah, dude, like I still smoke cigarettes and shit like that. But, you know, one day that'll all be gone. I'm just trying to get to it, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we can do. Little steps at a time. Positive changes is how I see it. Also turning 30 this year and, yeah, things just don't seem to hit or to digest quite as well. You know, yeah. Your body just does not process.
Dude, if I go get drunk one night, bro, I'm hurting for 2 days. It's a 2-day experiment. And I gotta deal with it. I can't do that no more, bro. It's just if I'm gonna go get drunk, bro, it better be a monumental occasion.
Yeah. No, I feel it.
I mean, seriously, dude, Mardi Gras. I could probably tell you the next time I get drunk, Mardi Gras, or probably maybe Christmas. You know, who knows what happens around Christmas? So
yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, we're all immune for Christmas, but I tell you what, I feel that. I suppose this, yeah. Given that this is a Pelicans podcast, we should probably talk about the Pels. Utah miniseries. That's what we're in at the moment. We're a couple of hours away from another, well, almost midnight game for you guys. For me, it's like a mid-morning game. We took them on a couple of days ago, the Jazz, and they beat us pretty convincingly. I felt like there was a few questionable sort of effort plays and the like that really they just out-hustled us. They were hitting shots, they chased us off the line. We shot woefully. Free throws were bad. And, you know, seven in a row, you have a game like that, leaves a bit of a bad taste in your mouth. What did you think of that first Utah game?
Okay, the first Utah game, you could just tell that was the first time realizing, hey, this Utah team full of a bunch of guys you've heard of in the NBA over the years that just didn't pan out are now on this team. This Utah team can really hoop, right? That's what you found out the first game, and they wound up winning. Okay, it was an overtime. It was a one-point game in overtime. Fast forward to the game a couple nights ago, the second game, you could kind of tell, maybe even by like the second quarter, that the Pels were probably not going to win that game.
Yeah, agree.
It was just giving off the vibe of it. The energy wasn't there. Lauri Markkanen, I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. That dude is like Darth Vader to the Pels. See, I mean, this guy is a true nemesis. You know, he lights the Pels up, bro. It's always a weird guy that lights the Pels up. This is taking the cape.
Every single time there's someone, I call it the ghost of Michael Jordan, that just channels into some role player who just decides to become the best player of all time.
And he's good, though. Yeah, he is good. Don't get me wrong. He's way better than a role, but it's always a name. Yeah. It's just like, man, I didn't expect him to just be the guy that's eating us up, you know?
Always.
But he is.
Always. And, you know, guys like Jared Vanderbilt, who I've seen tweets through.
Him too.
You know, the Jazz faithful have been like, oh, you know, sometimes he lacks effort. And I was like, well, why does he have to jump at everything that we do?
He gobbles
offensive rebounds. Absolutely. I think he was like only missed one shot or two shots all night.
Oh, that was a run that last game where he had like a really Hall of Fame run throughout that game, dude. It was nuts.
You know, when you have someone with that athleticism, it's so hard for guys like Jonas and Larry to keep competing every single time when they're used to being, you know, bigger, stronger, grabbing those rebounds and being able to reset. And all of a sudden, you got this young, sprightly, springy guy jumping all over it, gobbling those rebounds. It makes it really tricky. But you know, second chance.
I think you learned in the first game that Jonas is kind of having a problem against this team.
Yeah, agree.
So I thought for sure the second game that he'd have Nance kind of ready. It didn't really matter. Well, you know what I'm saying? I think they took over in that second game, man.
Oh, for sure. Especially with the you know, we got them in foul trouble. So, like, Kelly Olynyk barely played. Lauri Markkanen even had a couple. And it was just this next man up, which we've been so you know, vocal about our team. They just kept bringing guys out. They're like, oh, that's where that guy is, you know? And they kept contributing. One of the bright sparks, I suppose, I saw for them was, you know, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Pels, former Pels player. He gave us the business. Yep. He was chirping. He was clapping his hands. Got a tech foul against Najee Marshall.
That's the thing about players from New Orleans, basketball or football. You're going to see them again in your face. Yeah. And it always happens. It never didn't happen. Anybody that the Pels or the Saints got rid of in my lifetime, if it was even like a somewhat decent name, which I would consider Nod definitely that, like he was playing a bunch when he was a Pel, you always see him again, and they always doing good. They never doing bad.
Yeah, it's always the way, and it's inevitable. Like I talked about it on the last podcast, which was before that Utah game, and you know, I said I hope Nikhil has a great career, and I hope he has a great season, but I hope he doesn't do it against us. And I think I jinxed us because he decided to give us the business. He was chirping and carrying on, and you know, there's that video of Rudy Gay looking at him on the bench, and he's like, "Can you settle down?" Like, too much. But
one thing I'll say though, bro, Zion, man, even in losses that, you know, we really had no chance in, he still looks just
unstoppable.
Unbelievable.
You know, if you could play 48 minutes, you know, you'd have you give yourself a pretty good chance. You know, in the modern NBA, no one plays that, and it's just not feasible anymore.
I'm just so happy we have a player like that. That's, dude. Not a lot, you know, you consider maybe like a Giannis, one of those players. You consider like, who else? Jokic, obviously. Like, he's going to put up, and we got a guy that's going to go at him every night.
And I think there's, like you said, there's like a handful of players. There's a handful of players in the whole NBA that you can say, you know, that they're giving you 25 every game.
Right.
They're going to do it their way. They're not going to be forced to do anything they don't want to do. You know, and they're going to win your games. And I think that has been a real bright spot, particularly with, you know, we talked about it off air, all the sort of carry on and narrative that was around Zion this time last year, for him to come out with a vengeance. You know what I mean? He's come out and he says, you know, oh, I'm just doing it for me. And I'm sure he is. But there's got to be some bit tucked back in the back of your brain that says, just don't believe me. He's just watch.
He's coming out like Bruce Willis in Die Hard right now, dude. This is crazy, bro. What's going on with Zion, dude? Let's really be honest with us. It's crazier than anybody would expect it. And we still knew to do was a generational talent, but I still didn't expect him to come in because, bro, we've won a lot of these games like straight up because of Zion. Yeah.
Well, we've seen him take over. What game was it? There was one where we were up the whole game, and then they fought all the way back. I don't remember who it was. And then he just puts...
That was recent.
Yeah, was it Detroit? Recent.
Not like a week ago. And
they came charging back. Maybe. And Zion just took over and was like, it's over now. Like, why are we doing this? Like, it's time to go home. And, you know, when you have a player that you can get the ball, you just give the ball to and say, just go and win us this game. You know, there's not many players that you can do that with. So I think we're pretty fortunate to have him.
And dude, you know, I've been a Hornets fan since they came in 2000, 2003. And, you know, I remember every single player from then till now. And I'm telling you, bro, this dude Zion, nobody was as good as nobody, bro. Mm. I know it's only been a short period of time, but nobody, bro. I don't care who you name. CP3, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, at his best, did not look this X-Men-ish.
He's completely unstoppable. Completely unstoppable.
Yeah, man.
Like every game. It's like we saw in the beginning and people were like, oh, if they figured him out, he was having maybe like 16 points. He had like an 8-point game and things like that. But he'd also come from a year off, you know, with a team that he never played with, for the most part. So, you know, the adjustment period's over, and now we just get to enjoy this absolute man mountain, decimate teams night in, night out, and do it from, you know, the point guard position, from the power forward position, from the center. Like, we're seeing him, he's just position is Zion. You know, like,
my favorite's point Zion, because like, you know, he's already cutting up in the game if he's playing point Zion.
Oh, 100%.
That means he's been cutting up. That means he's been cutting up prior, and now he's about to really cut up because he's just going to play point guard and Debo his way to the bucket.
Honestly, when he's, you know, when he gets the ball in his hand and he's sort of like just prowling at the top of the three-point line, and then sizes the point guard, whoever's decided that they want to get on in a highlight video.
Yeah.
And he goes between his legs and straight past him. Oh, like bodying Kessler Walker in that last game. It was like you found yourself on an island, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Oh yeah, dude. That was Walker, and he's the tallest dude on the squad, I'd imagine. Yeah. Dude's like 7'4" or something.
He's massive. And like defensive player of the year in college, swats everything.
Yeah, Auburn.
Just got bodied.
That dude Walker Kessler was good at Auburn. I give it to him, bro. Oh, he really was.
I thought he had a good game. And honestly, I think he's one of those players that they did very well to get out of that Rudy Gobert, you know, debacle.
No doubt.
To be able to get him as well, I thought was a really good pickup. And they have put together a good side. But we've got to play him again because of this weird scheduling. And then we got the Suns again, which we might touch on.
I'm scared.
You think we can make adjustments, or you think they're going to body us again?
I'm just scared, dude, because like they just shown who they are, so it's like, I don't know, bro. It's like, I guess it, if we can keep it like the first game to where, you know, we kind of, it's not like the 10-point lead and stuff like that. Like, that can't happen right at the gate or nothing like that, bro. Like, somebody's gonna come out hot. Zion gotta come out hot. You know, be nice to see CJ getting a little rhythm early. Yeah. Don't even have to stay in it. CJ just get in it early.
Yeah.
You know? He ain't got to stay in it the whole game. He can go back and pass and do whatever he's got to do. But just hit a couple early. Keep him honest. I don't think we're really keeping that team honest, bro. I think they just kind of like dealing with Zion, but they shooting way better than us.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And I think the big that's definitely been one of the things that I think was an issue in both games was the three-point shooting. You know, I know they're very good at chasing you off the three-point line, but it makes it so much harder for our interior guys to get going when they can all stand on the paint and we're just throwing bricks from the outside. I think that's got to be a big emphasis.
At one point, we were like 6% from three. I don't know where we finished, but we were like 6% from three.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jose Alvarado's out tonight, so it's going to be a lot of Dyson, who I love.
Man, he's been playing well.
Love.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's different, I think. Like, I mean, I know I'm biased being Australian, but you see him come in and the intangibles, like, between the ears, he's just so clever. Like, there's some
plays that
you just go, how did he do that? And how is he there? You know, he was just over here and his defensive rotations have been...
And he's 19, and then you think about how he's 19, and it's just like, it doesn't add up that, like, he's so wise with his abilities.
Yeah.
You know, he glides on the court, bro. And it is different. It's very different. It's a different style that I think throws people off, bro, and you love to see it because, you know, usually players like that wind up being pretty good in the league.
Well, exactly. One that can do a bit of everything. You know, his jump shot looks all right. It's just, you know, continuing to work on that range. I mean, I think the mechanics look all right. It's just about getting the aim in now and then. He'll hit like an awesome three, and then the next one will be like a meter and a half wide. And you're like, okay, well, you know, 50%.
His three shows his age. Yeah. His three shows his age for sure.
Yeah.
But he gets to the rim, though. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you get a full preseason, like off-season, off into him. Get him in the gym, you know. He's 19. You're going to be having another growth spurt or two by the time you're, 23, 24. He's probably growing another 2 or 3 inches, you know, put on a bit of muscle. What does he turn into?
Yeah.
You know, remember when Ben Simmons was like completely dominant but couldn't shoot? Well, this is Ben Simmons but can shoot.
Right.
Like that's it's
trying to think of somebody else that we could compare him to, you know, that he could wind up being. I don't know. I mean, it just depends on his shot, I guess.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if you ain't got a good shot, you really kind of you put yourself at the to compare to nobody other than like Ben Simmons, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Got to have a good shot, man. Especially as a guard, man.
Oh, 100%. In this NBA, if you're not a threat from deep, it makes it so difficult. Yeah. You know, to be playable in some of those big moments. But what we're seeing is Willie Green putting trust in him. He's saying this is the end of the game and I need you to go and do things. You know, he rolled his ankle a couple of games ago against the Suns.
Two games ago.
And you know, came back in. It looked like his ankle was done and we've seen, you know, ankle after ankle with him so far in his early career, but for him to be tough enough to say, nah, I'll be all right, put me back in, I'll go down and, you know, guard Chris Paul, go and guard Mikal Bridges and completely, you know,
right,
shut him down in that second half. Mikal couldn't get
in. He did.
Didn't see him. And, you know, I've been really impressed with what we've seen from Dyson. Might also see some Kyra Lewis minutes tonight. You know, we saw a little bit last game, but, you know, this could be an opportunity for him to really try to, you know, get some minutes going forward. Great to see him back. Big year for him, you know, having a whole year off, getting that knee right. You know, he did that emotional video he's just put out about the comeback, which I thought was really good. What do you want to see from Kyra?
To be honest with you, bro, like, up until now, I've never seen anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, for me, I've been a part of, like, just seeing him on the comeback and seeing him on the journey back. Yeah. But other than that, I don't know a lot about him, right? So I think tonight could be a dude. You know how Willie Green is, bro. Like, if this dude's 100% healthy and he's back, Willie Green will play his ass, right? Like, dude, he'll play him like 20 minutes tonight.
Oh yeah,
never know, bro.
Honestly, and
never know.
He's Willie Green, I think, is so good at saying, you know, that next man up mentality. If you have an opportunity, I'll give it to you, but you need to take it. You know, he might put you in, but if you play, you know, dog shit, well,
you
can sit back alongside me, you know?
He does it with Jonas. He does it with Jonas all the time, bro. Jonas starts playing really bad. Dude, Willie Green will take him out and play Larry Nance.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, Billy Hernan Gomez, mm-hmm. They put him in. One of the games came in, had no impact. It was like, sorry, mate, you know, this was your chance. You know, you got to sit back down. Like,
hey, we're still a team, but you ain't going to play.
Yeah. Honestly, it did, and I think his ability to be able to communicate with those guys, it must be tough, you know, as these guys at the bottom of the bench who want to play that on other teams probably would, you know, to be able to keep everyone pointing in the same direction, I think is a skill that not many coaches have. And I think we're pretty blessed to have Willie Green.
Willie Green is A+ in communication. That's why everything's, it's got to be at least 50% of why everything's going so well is because he is just elite at relating, communicating to the players.
Honestly, and you know, I think there needs to be more of an agenda to get him like Coach of the Year, because if this team continues on the trajectory it's on at the moment, you know, you compare it to last year, which he took over, to this year, well, it's been all rise. You know, this might be famous last words. We don't know what happens in the future, but at the moment, he started woefully and just, you know, the trajectory's going up. Oh. So,
are we still number one in the West, or are we two?
We were number one this morning. We're tied with Memphis at the moment. May have changed overnight. We are, still number one. Tied number one with Memphis. A game ahead of Denver. So, you know, that's impressive.
Yeah, I think if we stay in the top three of the West the whole year, Willie Green is, I mean, come on, bro. He's got to get Coach of the Year, bro.
Surely.
He's, yeah. I mean, dude, there's so many Pelicans fans that are going to cash in on this team if things keep going towards your trajectory. I mean, we all put bets on the future props and stuff, man. Like, we all going to be going to, you know, buying a new car maybe, dude. Who knows?
Everyone driving Lamborghinis around in New Orleans come June. Well,
like, I think it was like, what was that movie? Mr. Deeds, maybe, when that happens at the end?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, one of the great films. I love that film. That is so good.
It is. All his, he made, dude, he made nothing but bangers at
He
one point,
did.
bro. You had to
He
see
went on,
it.
yeah, he went on a real heater, right? And just dominated those it was late 90s where he just smashed out about five or six movies, seven movies maybe in a row that were just timeless, still quoted.
Dude, watching Big Daddy for me, dude, it makes me feel like I don't know, bro, like my life is just okay, you know? Like everything's okay. You know, like just watching that simple film, Big Daddy.
Such a great
You
film.
know, it's just like, just, I just, I'm just happy to be here after watching that, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. So we take these Utah Jazz. We don't know what it's going to be like. I think the adjustments need to be, we've got to shoot more threes. We've got to hit more threes. We've got to make our free throws. It's all well and good to get there, but you've got to. That's and if that's between the ears, well, guys, got to get the concentration up and execute at the free throw line. You can't leave, so many. I think it was 10 or 12 free throws at the line, which is just woeful.
They not all the way down them free throws, bro.
And I think all year it's been like that. There's been games where we
Yeah.
just like shoot 60% from the free throw line. You're like, well, lucky you're taking 30 attempts, otherwise we're gonna be in some
Yeah.
strife.
Yes, I mean, if there's one thing you can knock Zion on, he just ain't that good at the free throw line. Oh, he ain't that great, you know?
Oh, he can go through bits where he hits 10 in a row and then he'll miss 10 in a row. You're like, oh,
Right.
please. And but I think especially with him, he recognizes, he's like, well, that's on me to execute that. And he's always in
Oh,
Fred
yeah.
Vinson's ear. You can see on the broadcast, chatting and saying, well, it's feeling a bit foreign to me today. How are we going to adjust that? And he gets in the gym and that sort of stuff, which that's what you want from your stars, to own the shortcomings and improve.
Yeah, and Zion's good at, you know, you hear Antonio Daniels say this all the time. Zion is very good at adjusting mentally during the game. So if he sees something, he checks it, and it usually it ain't a problem again, you know, or it is a problem for the other team.
This is how they garden me. Oh well, good luck. I saw a meme the other day, and it was like, oh, the defender knows that Zion is gonna fake right, spin to his left, score it. And Zion
Right.
says, I'm gonna go to my right, spin to my left, and score it. And it's like, oh, it's two
Yeah.
points. There's
Yeah.
nothing you can do when he gets on, well, gets to his left, basically. It's over. And now we're
Yep.
seeing that little midi jump shot he's taken and the three pointer.
That was
And
nice. Yeah.
I mean, do you think that is part of the game going forward? Is he has to bring those elements into his game to really hit that upper echelon of player?
Don't have to even be all of them, bro. If he just gets one of them down, dude. If he gets that mid-range down, bro, it's game over, bro. See you later, dude. Like, he's already a problem when you expecting him coming to the rim. Expecting him coming to the rim. Like you can sit there with a whole row of people and he's gonna get to the bucket, you know? Now if he does develop a mid-range, bro, yeah, dude. Bro, that's what all the greats do though. They're gonna have a couple things that they're really, really great at.
You got to keep him guessing, and this is what he's doing without him guessing. And
Yeah.
that he's jumping through five players every time and still laying it in like he's by himself. I mean, I play
Yep.
D grade men's social basketball and I can't lay the
Yeah.
ball up by myself. So, I don't know
Yeah,
how
I
he's
play
doing
against the air all the
it.
yeah, I play against the air all the time and can't put it in, so
I get rejected by the rim, and he's up there like hands up above it, and above four defenders that are all 7 foot tall.
yeah.
Honestly, he's an absolute weapon. And when you've got a player like that, the sky's the limit for this team. And I suppose the big thing is this is not even our final form. Brandon Ingram's sitting there,
Yeah.
just had news a couple of days ago that he's back another week, still getting that toe right, which. Frustrating for him, disappointing as well because we want to see this team as a whole. But you think obviously Brandon would be chomping at the bit to get back. What do you think the potential is for this team when you can assemble this everyone? Do you think the sky's the limit or?
I mean, Of course, but I also, you know, I'm more, you know, I'm scared for that day because I just like I like the flow of my team right now, and it's like you add another, and I'm not, it's inevitable, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen, but I'm just telling you how I feel. Like, it's, dude, it may take a while to get them flowing again, and that's the thing about injuries, bro. That's the thing about injuries, bro. And the Pelicans just cannot get away from them, bro. They can't. Even when they at their best status, where we at right now, number one in the West, Brandon Ingram's not playing. So it's just like we can't ever get away from him, bro. And it's just, I don't know what that does when he comes back, because to me, it just makes it to where they gotta play a few games and get back used to each other. And sometimes, bro, that's not a good thing.
No, I agree. I think there's going to be some teething issues trying to bring someone back in, especially someone with usage and, you know, the skill set and how many shots, you know, it's not like you're bringing in your seventh man back into the rotation or something. You know, you're bringing
Now,
a starter in.
don't get me wrong, you know, we're gonna be okay. I'm not, I don't want it to come across like, oh man, I don't know if it's gonna work out. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm scared. We're doing so good that I'm scared for like the games that we're gonna have to kind of sit back to get accustomed to each other again. That's all I'm saying, bro. Like, but we're gonna be fine. I mean, the depth of this team is just at a Titanic level. It's the depth is ridiculous. I mean, you said Kyrie Lewis is coming back. You know, we've never even seen that dude play. So
Top 20 pick,
it's
no
just,
lottery pick, you know, like,
yeah.
honestly. And when you've got guys like that, you know, Jose goes down, who's an undrafted free agent two-way, you know, then all of a sudden is your sixth man. He goes down, you bring another guy in, the same sort of mold. It is really impressive to see. Honestly, I agree. I think there's going to be some teething issues when they work him back in, but you know, well, I suppose the worst thing with injuries is that had he been playing, we're 25 games in with all of these guys clicking. You know, unfortunately, we've had like CJ having COVID, Jose out with the ribs, Herb Jones has been injured. Guys have missed games like every single game. We haven't had a whole team. Brandon obviously being injured, and I think it was someone else, but I forget. Oh, maybe that was it. But you know, that was enough. That's enough enough injuries.
No.
But
They trust me, they're doing way better than how it you how the seasons used to start.
oh yeah.
You know, the seasons used to start, bro, everybody was out right away.
Yeah.
But that kind of happened in the beginning of this year, like for a very short period of time, because Zion had
That's
missed those
right.
couple
We fell
games
out of the air.
for and dude, when he came back, bro, he came back as a full-blown transformer, dude. This dude, bro, I'm telling you, bro, that fall on the back, that was it. He said, because we were, because you got to be honest, bro, it was devastating to see him
Oh,
go out that soon.
honestly, honestly. And, you know, the narrative, you could just see pockets of the narrative saying, oh, you know, and you're like, well, he literally got pushed out of the air. So,
Dude, it was a hard
you
fall.
know, he landed directly on his back. And, you know, I think it hit his reset button because he come back with a vengeance, like you said.
Dude.
Man, different, absolutely different. But honestly, like you said, you know, I think this is going to be a really good team going forward. I think we're in a really good spot. And but yeah, I'm excited. But can you give
Yeah,
us
man.
a? Well, I appreciate your time today, mate. It's been really good, you know, shooting the
Yeah,
shit with
man.
you and chatting. Can you let us know where we can find you? What's coming up? What's going on? Where we can get your merch? Everything that I mean. I think three quarters of New Orleans wearing one at the moment, but if you can let us know where to get everything, that'd be great.
Yeah. The one I'm wearing right now is from the famous Camellia Red Beans down here, made in 1923. But this is basically a red bean that says Nola on it. It was a great idea by Camellia, for real. Like, when I first looked at it, I just thought it was a red bean. And then I didn't know until like a week later that it said Nola on it. And I was like, dude, this is a good idea.
So good.
So shout out to them. You can find me on Twitter, man. You know where I'm at. If you ever really want to see what's going on with me, it's on Twitter. It's at Snowlake John, JONN. You know, I'm on other platforms. You can just look up Hold the Mayo. I'm on everything: Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you know, etc. But merch, I sell red beans, I sell hot plate shirts, and I sell salad shirts. It's crazy, bro. Like, I would never envision this 20 years ago when I was sitting in a classroom that one day I'd be selling salad shirts. But that's where I'm at right now. Respect your body. And I am, bro. I'm eating some fresh cranberries right now.
Right, look at you.
You know, respect your body. And yeah, dude, you could find that www.hgmsports.com. That's where my shirts are. And I'd love to mail you one. A fresh hand wrapped from right here in Spreadpoolers.
Oh, mate, appreciate that. That'd be I'll be rocking it in Perth, WA. They'll be asking me what's going on there. And I said, just respect your body. You know, greatest tradition in the world.
That's it, baby.
But yeah, I appreciate your time, mate. It has been wonderful chatting with you. We'll have to do it again sometime. Awesome to chat with you on the 250th episode of the podcast. It's been a grind, but thanks to everyone out there that has supported us and jumped on. And it has, it's been great to see the show continue to grow and get wonderful guests like Devin on here. And it's been really good. So, with that, I think we'll leave it at that. We'll get out of here. And, of course, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, joined by Devin Snow today. Go and check us out on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank, at Snowlight John with a double N. And stay safe. And, of course, bye.
Respect your body.
Well, and respect your body. Exactly right.